My mistress laid hold of me and was going to drown me, and though I have been lucky enough to get away from her, I do not know what I am to live upon. Oh, said the ass, by all means go with us to the great city. You are a good night singer, and may make your fortune as a musician. The cat was pleased with the thought, and joined the party. Soon afterwards, as they were passing by a farmyard, they saw a cock perched upon a gate, and screaming out with all his might and main. Bravo, said the ass, upon my word, you make a famous noise. Pray, what is this all about? Why, said the cock, I was just now saying that we should have fine weather for our washing day, and yet my mistress and the cook don't thank me for my pains, but threaten to cut off my head tomorrow, and make broth of me for the guests that are coming on Sunday. Heaven forbid, said the ass. Come with us, Master Chanticleer. It will be better at any rate than staying here to have your head cut off. Besides, who knows, if we care to sing in tune, we may get up some kind of a concert, so come along with us. With all my heart, said the cock. So they all four went on jollily together. They could not, however, reach the great city the first day, so when night came on, they went into a wood to sleep. The ass and the dog laid themselves down under a great tree, and the cat climbed up.